I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, May 20th. Some stars are classified as peculiar. That's because they show odd mixtures of chemical elements. They have higher amounts of radioactive elements and of rare earths, the kinds of things used in electric car batteries. One star stands out as the most peculiar of all, Shabelsky Star, named for the astronomer who discovered its bizarre nature. It's about 350 light-years away in Centaurus, which pokes above the southern horizon at nightfall. Some elements are common among the stars, while others are quite rare. And Shabelsky Star shows a complicated brew of elements unlike any other stars. It has very low levels of iron, nickel, and other metals, as little as 1/10 the level seen in the Sun. But it has high levels of rare earths, elements that just don't show up in other stars. It also appears to have high levels of some radioactive elements that decay in a few thousand years or less. Such elements should have long since vanished from Shabelsky Star, which is about 1.5 billion years old. Scientists haven't yet explained what's going on. One possibility is found in the star's rare combination of qualities. It's hot, it has a strong magnetic field, and it spins very slowly. That could levitate atoms that normally would be mixed inside the star, bringing them to the surface where we can see them. Whatever the explanation, Shabelsky Star will remain perhaps the most peculiar of all stars. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.